I'd left the nightclub and started walking home. I didn't notice anyone following behind me. It's not something I tend to really look for, you know. I'd got into the Arbroath Roads and I'd heard two guys behind me speaking. So I'd actually turned round to walk back the way I came because I knew going back to the town, there's people around. And they'd stopped me and one of them had asked if he could walk me home. And I says, no, I'm fine, thanks. So I continued walking back the way and I'd hidden in a little cul-de-sac and I'd phoned my friend that was out with me earlier and I told her what happened. And she says, give it 10 minutes and then see if they're still there, phone me again and we'll come and get you. However, I gave it 10 minutes. I didn't see any sight of them, so I continued walking down the road. And I'd got into the park on the Arbroath Road just near my house and I was just past the entrance to it when I'd heard someone shouting, hey. So I turned round and there was the guy from earlier that asked me to walk me home. And the next thing I knew, I'd got grabbed from behind. Now, where the park is, there is a wall and it's lower than what the pavement is at the other side where I was. So I only assumed that the guy was hiding, obviously, behind the wall. So the guy that spoke at me earlier had come towards me and the first thing I did was I punched him in the face. Because we're taught in karate to know how long our arm reach is, so I knew exactly how close he had to be before I had to punch him. So as soon as he was in that distance, I punched him, and then he came back towards me again, so naturally I need him in the which is, I think, every female's instinct, isn't it? And then the guy that was holding me had actually pushed me down to the ground, so I was flat on my face, and with a struggle I ended up scraping my face along the pavement and things like that. The other guy had come in and I could feel him breathing at the side of my face, so I lifted my head up and I collided with something, whether it was that guy, the other guy, I'm not sure. And then I basically just struggled and used as much of my body weight as I could to get the guy that was holding me off of me. And as soon as I felt his grip loosen, I shoved as hard as I could and I unbalanced him enough that I could get up and I just grabbed my bag and ran.
And you think now, having this experience and that trauma, that you, more women should know what to do?
I did boxing for 4 years and even that would come in handy, being able to throw a punch, you know, anything just to make sure you know how to get out of these situations, you know, it would definitely come in handy. I mean, not saying that it's ever going to happen in a small town again, but I know a lot of females that travel abroad by themselves, you know, and this can happen, especially in foreign countries, you know, so having that sort of thing, that self-defence behind you, it would come in handy. You just never know when you need it.
And they were jailed yesterday for, was it 6 years in total?
6 years in total, 3 years each, yeah.
How do you feel knowing that they're off the streets?
I feel a huge sense of relief. One, because it's all over, and two, knowing that as soon as their jail sentence is served, they'll be deported. So I know that as much as I didn't want to have to go through all this, but having to go through it all, I've made sure that they cannot do this to anyone else. And that, to me, is just, it makes having to go through it worth it.